Hi Virgo, how are you? Welcome to your horoscope psychic tarot reading for the month of February 2022. Thank you for listening and watching. I am Lamar Townsend. I'm a psychic and energy channeler, a tarot reader, and an astrologer. If you would like a reading from me, then definitely check out my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. This is my website, alright? So if you're listening to the podcast version, come on over to twitch.tv/lamartownsendtarot when you can. To view the live video version, follow me on Twitch, follow me on my YouTube channel, become a member of my Patreon, and check out my podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, Anchor, and more. You can also scroll down and view all of the reviews from people who have purchased readings from me. Then you can also follow me on my Facebook and Instagram down here where I post regularly as well. Definitely check out the store section of my website to view all the rate services and products that I offer. As you can see, I do birth chart readings, I make jewelry, I do mediumship readings if you want to connect to your ancestors, spirit guides, and angels. I do past life readings, I do full birth chart readings, I do phone psychic tarot readings, email psychic tarot readings, video recorded psychic tarot readings, tarot classes, and so much more. Alright, so that's where you can get a reading from me. Let's go ahead and get into the reading for Virgo for the month of February 2022 and see what we've got going on. Thank you for cleansing and clearing the energy of this deck. When you pass reading, amen, amen, amen. In the name of the Mother, the Daughter, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. All right, let's see what's coming up for Virgo, Sun, Moon, Rising, and all placements in between for February 2022. What's coming up for the zodiac sign Virgo for the month of February 2022. First card is the Ace of Swords, Virgo. So there's something about you where in the month of February, there's a strong sense of self. Understanding self, and by nature, understanding other people. It's almost like a mirror effect. It's almost like I know myself, you know, and it's like, you know, when you're in someone's presence, there's automatically a mirror being put up to this, you know, the person conversating with you or standing in front of you. Like, do you know yourself kind of thing? Or you may encounter someone that kind of stirs this up within you even this month, where it's almost like they kind of hold a mirror up to you, and it's like, do you know yourself? I know myself. Do you know yourself? All right. But I feel like this may more so be you. I get the Five of Pentacles showing up in your placement of money, personal finances, personal belongings, and things of that nature. There's something about making sure you're on the same page financially with, or, you know, just in terms of your resources in general, making sure you're on the same page, whether this be with your landlord, your business partners, your, you know, partner in general, or, you know, anyone where there's money exchanged, making sure you're on the same page, all right? I get the Star card showing up in your placement of thoughts and communication. There is something where communication is going to be, like, very important in February. Of course, it's important in general, but, like, making sure you communicate things to people. Like, if you're, you know, if there are financial things going on, communicate that with people, you know. Or if there needs to be some more leniency with finances, or more budgeting, maybe, with finances. It's like, make sure you're all on the same page. Communicate. Communication is going to be really important for you, Virgo, in February 2022. And making sure, once again, things are clear and concise. I do get the Tower showing up in your placement of emotions, family, and the home. All right, so the Tower can be an unexpected ending, an unexpected transition or transformation. Maybe that you are prepared for, maybe you're not prepared for, all right? But either way, there's a need to heed the signs. So if spirit, or, you know, or is giving you any signs, or if you're getting any signs in the physical, connected to your emotions, family, or the home, pay attention. The tower moment could still come through in some way, but you know, if you pay attention and heed the signs and pay attention to the symbols that your spirit guides, angels, and ancestors are bringing forth to you, it may lessen the blow in some way, shape, or form. Okay, but I get the Ten of Pentacles showing up as your next placement, so there does seem to be the possibility of abundance around you, maybe in the form of a passion project. Does seem like February for you, Virgo, is a month where you could be really busy. You could also be there could be a lot of multitasking maybe for you, Virgo. There may be an unexpected, like, for example, if you have a business, this may be a month where it's like there's a lot of business. People are making a lot of orders, and it's like, oh, new order, oh, new order. Like, you know, it may seem like you're not resting, but I don't know. It seems like you're going to be busy. For some of you, there could be travel involved connected to your work, your job, or any health situations. So, for example, if there's a certain specialist, maybe, you know, in terms of health that you feel could benefit you, they're, you know, but they live a distance, it may be worth the distance. If there's a certain job, you know, or job offer, or job opportunity, or opportunity with a job you already have that involves relocation, travel, you know, if you have the ability, you may want to consider. Or this energy could just show up. There could also be a full circle moment connected to your work, job, health, or your sense of organization in the month of February 2022. So that's a good card. Get the Seven of Pentacles. Once again, there's a sense, strong sense of intuition between you and others, all right, this month. Particularly you towards others, all right? So I feel like there's a need to trust your intuition when it comes to your relationships this month in February 2022, all right? It's very, very important. It's kind of like if you feel it, you know, if you sense it and it keeps coming up, trust it. Trust your gut. You know, because it's almost like the February could be a month where it's going to be so strong, your intuition, that you can't ignore it. In terms of endings and transitions and transformations for you, Virgo, there's actually abundance around it. There does seem to be good energy of out with the old and with the new in February for you, Virgo. All right. I feel like you're entering a phase of having more stability. All right, stability within yourself. And you're also broadening your horizons, broadening your opportunities in some way, shape, or form, or you're opening up to other opportunities that may be out there in some way, shape, or form. The Death card shows up in your placement of long distance travel, higher education, higher learning, expansion. The Death card, once again, can be an ending, transformation, evolution. In some way, there may have to be a pivot, maybe. It would also benefit you to have plan A, B, C, maybe, and D. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to any facet, Virgo, in February until things are official, okay? Pull too many cards. Get the Knight of Cups showing up connected to your past, career, professional destiny, status in society. This could be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, or Capricorn person who could be prominent in some way, shape, or form. The Nine of Cups connected to your friends, acquaintances, social groups, social media, the internet, and technology. There's something about needing to pay attention maybe to your online presence and making sure that there needs to be something about your online presence and making sure that you are not contradicting yourself. Like, say you're applying for a job, you have an Instagram and a Facebook and whatever else, people are going to look at your Instagram, Facebook, and whatever else and be like, okay, they want this job, the Virgo wants this job, but their Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and this and that doesn't correlate with what they're asking here. Like, there's something where you need to say, or even like, there's something about like who you hang around with this month, like your social network or friends or something like that, and picking up on their intentions. Once again, trusting your gut with that, good or bad. Your last card is the Knight of Swords, Virgo. I feel like this is a month of using your intellect. There's going to be a lot of information coming at you this month, and you're going to have to kind of put it away, some of it, or most of it, put it away for lock and key. Some of it you're probably going to have to act on this month, you know, the information and knowledge that comes to you. But either way, it's like there's going to be a lot of spiritual activity, I feel like, overall with your crown chakra, which is right smack dab in the middle of your mind, right? Right at the top of your head, right? Your third eye and crown chakra, right? Trust your gut, trust your intuition this month. And if you feel you need to act on it, act on it, all right? Right, you guys, that's what I have for you, Virgo. Definitely reach out for a reading on my website, lamartownsendtarot.com. I am available for readings, and I would love to read for you. Thank you for listening and watching. I'll see you in the next video. I'll see you in your own personal reading. Either way, I'll see you soon. Love and light. God bless. Once again, have a great month, Virgo. Until the next one.